Let's just start. So, my name is Christian. This is Matthias. And this is really talking about DIY noise loggers for Heathrow. So that's the kind of context of this talk. Hang on, I'll move that over a little bit. So this is a little bit of a continuation of the discussion we had yesterday about citizen science. Can I get a quick hands up who was in that talk, who saw it? Okay, so some people. I'll give a quick intro. Basically, technology is starting to become very cheap and very easy to implement. And what's happening is that traditional kind of subjects such as environmental pollution are starting to become opened up simply by the availability of these new sensors. So things like environmental measuring, which has normally been a thing that local governments might do, or certain institutions, certain organizations might do, is suddenly starting to become interesting and available to a whole range of different people simply because the gizmos are becoming cheaper and easier to get hold of. And I think something interesting happens as you do that. As we started talking about it yesterday, suddenly questions of accuracy, questions of authority start emerging. You know, who do we trust? Because this stuff is important, right? Pollution is all around us, and in certain places it's so bad that things need to be done about it. And the question is, how do you know whether things should be done about it? You need to somehow trust something. So the whole discussion becomes about, do we start believing these kind of gizmos? And it's a difficult discussion, right? People who are trying to build them for themselves, DIY stuff, it's always going to be worse than things that are kind of the official ones. Do you want to just get that slide up? That might be a good one. The one about the class one and class two stuff. So kind of just to give you the context in Heathrow, we're both at University College London, and we're currently involved in a case study looking at the plane noise. Do you want the dongle as well?
Yeah.
Looking at the plane noise. Oops. We're working with local people, and the way we're really working is by developing an application to run on smartphones. And the idea is that suddenly having all these ubiquitous sensors would suddenly make it more available. We'd have a lot more data. Now, the whole thing was quite difficult because the application is not very good. The actual data you come out of it is not very good. But it really started raising a question of what is it we need to measure and how do we measure it? And it really was a complicated discussion. So just to give you a sense of what the technicalities of this stuff is, if we just get that slide up for the class one thing.
It's not white noise, I'm sure.
No, it's all right. Oh, we've got a nice picture of Tower Bridge. Oh yeah, okay. Just to give you a sense of what this is all about. Hang on, let me try and take this. So, you see these little error bars in the middle here. These things, the small ones, is a class one meter, which is the official standard for doing this kind of measuring. Now, the kind of things you can buy from Maplin's, this kind of thing, this is a class two meter. This costs about £35. And basically for those things, the error